नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 11 एंटाइटल्ड द सिम्टम्स ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। दैव अधीने अस्मिन् शरीरे अस्मिन् गुणा भावेन कर्मणा वर्तमानो अबुध तत्र कर्ता अस्मि इति निबध्यते। दैवाधीने शरीरेस्मिन् गुणभावेन कर्मणा वर्तमानो अबुधस्तत्र कर्तास्मीति निबध्यते। दैवाधीन शरीरेस्मिन् गुणभाव्येन कर्मण वर्तमानो अबुधस्तत्र कर्तास्मीति निबध्यते। दैवाधीने शरीरेस्मिन् गुणभाव्येन कर्मण वर्तमानो अबुधस्तत्र कर्तास्मीति निबध्यते। Matajis, दैवा of one's previous fruitive activities. Adhine, which is under the influence. Sharire, in the material body. Asmin, in this. Guna, by the modes of nature. Bhavyena, which are produced. Karmana, by fruitive activities. Vartamana, being situated. Abuddha, one who is foolish. Tatra, within the bodily functions. Karta, the doer. Asmi, I am. Iti, thus. Nibadhyate, is bound up. Translation purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. An unintelligent person situated within the body created by his previous fruitive activities thinks, I am the performer of action. Bewildered by false ego, such a foolish person is therefore bound up by fruitive activities, which are in fact carried out by the modes of nature. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3:27, Prakrite kriyamanani gune karmani sarvasya ahankara vimudhatma kartahamiti manyate. The living entity is dependent on the supreme entity, Lord Krishna, but because of false pride, he ignores the supreme personality of Godhead and considers himself to be the performer of action and enjoyer of everything. Srila Madhvacharya states that just as a king punishes a rebellious subject, the Supreme Lord punishes the sinful living entity by forcing him to transmigrate from one body to another in the network of the illusory energy. Daivadhine sharirasmin guna bhavyena karmana vartamano abuddhas tatra kartasmi iti nibadhyate. So, this is the continued description of the Uddhav Gita, where Lord Krishna is describing to his dear, most intimate associate, Uddhavji, on transcendental knowledge as he is preparing himself to share that knowledge with the sages in Madhrikashram. So, the main theme which this particular verse is focusing on is how the living entity misidentifies with the material body, material nature, with the desire to control and enjoy. At the very beginning of creation, Brahmaji is given the task by the Supreme Lord to create a material world so that each living entity can be under the illusion that he is the controller and he is the enjoyer. In the second canto, it is described the nature of this illusion. How does the living entity manage to think that I am in control and I am the enjoyer, although the Lord is a controller and enjoyer? So it is said, Atma maya rite rajan na parasyanu bhavatmana na ghatetartha sambandha swapna drashtur ivanjasa. So Krishna manifests a dream-like situation where the jiva, under the influence of illusory energy, thinks that I am controlling, I am enjoying. And in the 11th canto itself, example is given that sometimes dream-like situations are also very real-like. Just like, for example, when someone is sleeping and then, you know, the alarm goes up and you get up and then you don't expect to get up at that time. So I remember many years ago we had a pujari and he had set an alarm for a certain time and then the alarm went off an hour before he expected. So he would wake up the deities in the morning, so he would, you know, fix his alarm for 3:30, something like that. So then the deities would be woken up 4:30, Mangalarti at 5. But that day his alarm went off at 2:30. And then he got up and he did not check, you know, how the alarm went off early, how he got up early. He just got up, he thought he heard, and then he started preparing, thinking that it is 3:30. So it was actually 2:30. So he woke up the deities 1 hour early at 3:30, thinking it is 4:30. And then he blew the conch shell 3 times at 4 o'clock, thinking it is 5. So the brahmacharis sleeping in the temple hall suddenly saw a beautiful dream. They had never seen a dream like this. And we were thinking, very divine dream. But still we didn't give up. We went to the pujari and said, 1/2 hour more remaining for our sleep. Close the altar. So then again at 5 o'clock the aarti actually happened. And you know, we were appreciating this devotee that he is in so much of anxiety to worship the Lord, to serve the Lord, that generally we would want to sleep more. But he is going in the direction of forgetting sleep and just trying to serve the Lord with eagerness and intensity. So similarly, in the 11th canto is described an opposite example. Someone is sleeping and then in the dream he sees he has woken up. Sometimes it happens that in the dream you are thinking you have woken up, you have taken bath, you are doing Mangal Aarti also in the dream. And then suddenly you hear the shank and then you realize, oh, this was a dream. So therefore, if someone has already woken up, then it is easy. But someone is sleeping and thinking he has woken up, it is more difficult. So therefore, when the jiva under the influence of material energy is trying to enjoy the objects of this world, the jiva is in the mood of dreaming, thinking that this is real, thinking this body is real, thinking my ability to control this body is real, thinking that things in relationship to this body are mine to enjoy, they are real. And therefore Lord Kapila in the 3rd canto says, bhukta bhoga parityakta drishta dosha cha nityasha na ishvarasya ashubham dhatte sve mahimni sthitasya cha. That when a living entity gives up the desire to enjoy completely, seeing what? Drishta dosha cha nityasha. Seeing that this enjoyment propensity is actually the cause of my getting trapped deeper and suffering in this world. Na ishvarasya ashubham. Then he comes to the realization of what is described in this verse. To try to be the Ishwar is inauspicious. Sve mahimni sthitasacha. Then he is situated in his original transcendental position as a servant of the Lord. then he realizes the true glory and the power of being a servant. And so, Srila Prabhupada writes in the one of the purports of the Srimad Bhagavatam that Kali Yuga is a royal edition of animals, where everybody is, majority of the souls in Kali Yuga are totally unaware of the real goal of life, simply concerned with controlling and enjoying, thinking this is going to be real pleasure. And so, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says, Emat loke chaitanya bhakti yau laila deena heena nindaka sabare nistarila chaitanya seva chaitanya gao lau chaitanya naam chaitanya ye bhakti kore se mura prana. Nana mata shastra ani koila grantha sar moodha adhama janere teho kurila nistar. The population in Kali Yuga is predominantly absorbed in a foolish conception that I am the controller and I am the enjoyer. So this foolishness is described as moodha. Moodha means ass-like mentality. Adhama, fallen. Thinking that this body is the means through which I can enjoy. And so in order to deliver this mentality, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Rupa and Sanatan to write the literatures. And so they went and wrote Nana, Shastra, all of this literatures. Nana Shastra Kaila, Bhakti Granth Sar, in which the essence of bhakti is described. When Prabhupada was in Mexico, there was one, the devotees brought a very important person who had become Miss Mexico. And they thought that this will be a very important meeting. So the devotees introduced her and said she is the Miss Mexico and, you know, she won the beauty contest and, you know, so she looked at Prabhupada and said, I'm very happy to come here and meet all of you devotees and meet you and please bless me that I come again in future. So Prabhupada said, why do you want to come again? She said, excuse me? And why do you want to come again? Have you read our books? Have you read Bhagavad Gita? She said, no. What is that? Prabhupada said, if you have not read Gita, why will you want to come again? If you are not interested in spirituality, why do you want to come again? If you do not know what is the difference in body and soul, and you are not interested to go beyond the bodily concept, why you want to come again? And Prabhupada went on and on. And the devotee who brought her thought, why did I bring her? So for Srila Prabhupada, he was trying to make a point that however glory we may get using the body, whatever kind of glory, it may be temporary, and temporary in terms of few moments, few hours, few years, and at the end of this lifetime, the body is snatched away. And therefore, this body is considered to be simply an instrument which is given for the soul to realize higher realization. And so Brahma at the time of creation, he prays to the Lord, Kshut trit tridhatubir ima muhur ardhyamana shitoshna vata varashay itare taracha कामाग्निना अच्युतरुषा च सदुर्भरेण संपश्यतो मन उरुक्रम सीदते मे. माय डियर लॉर्ड, यू हैव इंस्पायर्ड मी, इंस्ट्रक्टेड मी टू क्रिएट दिस बॉडी. This body, which is going to be an abode of kshut, hunger, trit, thirst, tridhatubir ima muhur ardhyamana, the three elements of kaf, vata and pitta, which are constantly in imbalance. Shita, vata, shita, ushna, vata, itaretaraja. Sometimes heat, sometimes cold, sometimes heavy rains. All of these intense calamities keep affecting this body. Shita, ushna, vata, varashai, itaretaracha. Sometimes no rain, sometimes heavy rain. Srila Prabhupada was taken by Shyam Sundar Prabhu to Switzerland in one ski resort. So Prabhupada said, "Where are you taking me?" And Shyam Sundar Prabhu said, "Srila Prabhupada, this is the place where you will recuperate very fast, very good for your health." Srila Prabhupada said, "What is this place?" And he said, "Srila Prabhupada, this is one of the most famous ski resorts. People come from all over the world to pay a large amount of money and stay here. We have somehow got this opportunity through a well-wisher." And then Prabhupada saw all around there was only snow, white snow. Prabhupada said, "Where are the trees? Where are the fruits? Where are the flowers? You are saying this is an attractive place. I see only white snow everywhere. What is this place called?" Shyam Sundar Prabhu said, "Srila Prabhupada, they call it Saint Moritz." Prabhupada said, "I call it Saint Hellish, because I just see everywhere there is no symptom of any trees and plants. The nature of this world is anywhere you go, it is only a misery in different flavor." And that's what Brahmaji is praying, that, "My dear Lord, you are making me engage in performing this activity of creating this material world. Kam agnina achyutarusha cha sadurbharena. And you have inspired me to place lust, anger, greed, all these anarthas within these souls. Kama agnina. And the fire of this kama will keep burning like anything. Achyutarusha, an indefatigable anger. Sampashyato mana urukrama sidate me. And when I see the influence of the conditioned souls, how they are suffering due to lust and due to anger, I feel very sad for them. How can they be freed from this influence of lust, anger, the three modes?" So therefore, Lord Brahma has been specifically given this task of putting the conditioned souls through difficulties by how? Connecting them, inspiring them, and making them addicted to the pleasure of this material world. First, they become addicted to the pleasure. That addiction to the pleasure of this world later becomes the cause of their great pain. And therefore, Rupa Goswami, he prays to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mora karma mora hate golai bandhiya, ku vishaya vrishtha garte diyache philaiya. My dear Lord, this material opulence and material assets and sense gratification is just like a quicksand. It is making us pull down into the mud of the quicksand faster and deeper. And it is as if I am tying my own neck with these ropes of attachment. And using these ropes, I am dragging myself down. Mora karma, mora hate, galai bandhiya, ku vishaya. And all of these sense objects which apparently appear so attractive, vishtha garthe diyache philaiya. It is actually making me sink deeper into the pit of material existence. So this is the condition of the souls in this material world, that they are trying to enjoy, but that enjoyment results in an experience of distress. The soul is unable to get out because of the influence of lust, greed, anger, and all of these attachments. Narottam Das Thakur prays that Gorapahu na bhajya mainu prema ratana dhana helaya harainu, that I got this money, the special jewel of attachment and faith in you. Prema ratana dhana, this faith in Krishna is just like a ratna, but helaya, I neglected it and so I lost it. But then, who is responsible? Adhana yatana dhana dhana teyaginu apana karma doshe apani dubinu. I made choices, and because of those choices which I made, I am sinking deeper. So I cannot blame anybody. I have made specific choices because of which I am dragged deeper into this material existence. And so he says, the choices which we make either brings us closer or takes us away from Krishna. Many years ago I had gone for a jail program in Arthur Road jail, and as I was giving a talk, right in front of me there was a group of four or five people, and they had tilak on their forehead, they had kanthimala around their necks, they had lockets on the kanthimala which had photos of Krishna. Now one good thing about jail program is audience is guaranteed. And in jail program another advantage is you get police support also. That the police, in the midst of the program, every 10 minutes, 15 minutes, when they see that the prisoners who are listening are sleeping, they come up, ask us to stop, and then they announce, Savdhan! And they make all the audience get up, wake up. Such support we don't get even in temple. So, when I saw these people with kanthimala and tilak and everything, I was bewildered. I was confused. I was speaking, but my attention was going again and again back to them. And I was thinking, who are they? Are they devotees from, some nearby place who are part of the audience? Are they, the next speakers after me? Or are they, you know, someone who is actually prisoner here? And in jail, you cannot ask anybody, kaise aana hua? Because it is embarrassing to be in jail in the first place. So then I decided, let me wait. And after the lecture, I asked them, how you came? And, you know, what's your identity, what's your introduction? I just introduced myself and they said, we are in the prison, we have been jailed. I said, but you have tilak and you have kanti mala, locket, everything. And they said, yeah, we are devotees of Krishna. And there was somebody who was showing dramas in different parts. But he was portraying Krishna in a very negative way. We became angry. We reached out to him and warned him, change your script. Otherwise we'll change your life. We gave him a few warnings. He did not listen. We thought, it is time for us to open his eardrum. Unke kaan ke parde kholne padenge. And so, when the next drama was going on, we went and threw bombs there. And there were two doctors, three engineers, one chartered accountant. They were all professionals. So I said, you do not realize the consequence of what you are doing. That this is illegal. This is not good. He said, what to do? When anger overwhelms you, you cannot see what is good, what is bad. The influence of anger is blinding. And therefore, here we find that Lord Krishna is giving Brahmaji that task. Create a facility for the conditioned souls to express their lust and express their anger. And Brahmaji is saying, I'm fed up with this, my dear Lord. This is my service, to make sure everyone gets trapped. As a devotee, that's his service. To make sure people go deeper in Maya. Facilitate that. So this is the thankless task of Brahmaji. So therefore, in the 11th canto, Uddhavaji says, in the discussion with Krishna, tapatrena bhitasya ghore santapyamanasya bhavadvanesha. Pashyami nanyat sharanam tava angri dvanda atapatrat amritabhi varshat. That, my dear Lord, tapatrayana, the influence of the three modes of nature, is bound us very deeply. Santapya manasa bhavad manisha pashyami. I am burning in this forest fire. I do not know the means to get out. The only means I see is your lotus feet. In the midst of this fire of material existence, in the midst of his incessant rainfall of miseries, your lotus feet act as an umbrella. That umbrella protects me from the influence of non-stop rain of miseries. And therefore Narottam Das Thakur says, Satsanga chadi koinu osate bilas de karane lagilu ye karma bandhas. That as soon as the desire to enjoy comes, one will leave the satsanga and one will engage and engross in asata. Asate vilas. And then te karane lagiluye karma bandha phas. One is trapped by karma bandhan. When that happens, what is the result? Bishaya bishama visha satata khainu गौर कीर्तन रसे मगन न होइनु. वन बिकम्स एनग्रॉस्ड इन एंजॉइंग विषय. सो विषय विषम विष सतत खाइनु गौर कीर्तन रसे मगन न होइनु. द क्वेश्चन इज आस्क्ड विच इज मोर डेंजरस विष और विषय. विष मीन्स पॉइजन एंड विषय मीन्स सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स. So if you compare vishay to wish, which is more powerful, which is more deadly, which is more dangerous, which is more influential? Naturally it is ISKCON Bhagavatam class, so has to be vishay. But why? Because wish separates the soul from the body. And you get the body immediately. Some body or another you will get immediately. As soon as the soul is separated from this body, the soul immediately gets the next body. So the influence of wish is, it separates the soul from the body, which is immediately obtained. The influence of vishay is it separates the soul from Krishna. And once the soul is separated from Krishna, when the soul will again get that opportunity to serve Krishna is not known. Therefore, the influence of vishay is more powerful. And so in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as Kaviraj Goswami is writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is aware of the very intense shortage of time which he is experiencing. And he says, Amibriddha Jaratur Likhite Kapayakar Manakichu Smaranin Hoy. न देखिए नयने न सुनिए श्रवणे तबु लिखी ए बड़ा विस्मय. दैट आई एम सो ओल्ड दैट माय हैंड्स आर ट्रेम्बलिंग माय आईज कैनॉट सी एंड आई कैनॉट स्पीक एनीथिंग आई कैनॉट हियर एनीथिंग. न देखिए नयने न सुनिए श्रवणे तबु लिखी. स्टिल आई एम अवेयर ऑफ वन थिंग. आई एम अवेयर ऑफ द फैक्ट that the opportunity to serve does not come again and again. There may be so many limitations in life. There may be so many limitations and difficulties and challenges created by the time factor. But the opportunity to serve is also extremely limited, extremely rare. And when such an opportunity comes, our desire to serve the Lord should have unlimited enthusiasm. And therefore, even in that state, he is wanting to write and serve. And he says, Chota bada bhaktagan vando sabar sri charan sabe more karaha santosh swarup gotair mata rup raguna janayata Tai likhi nahi moradush. He says, I take blessings of all the Vaishnavas. Chota bada bhaktagan. So Saraswati Thakur writes, there are three categories of devotees. One, he says, is bhajana vigya. One who is expert and accomplished, advanced in practice of bhakti. he is realized in bhakti. Second is bhajana shila, one who has just received initiation and who is engaged in surrendering actively to the Lord. One who is initiated into the process of surrendering to the Lord. He has begun the process of overcoming his false ego. He has begun the process of moving out of the comfort zone. He has begun the process of realizing that surrender means to try to fulfill the desires of Krishna and Krishna's devotees. That is called bhajana shila. Third kind of devotee is Krishna name dikshita, one who is initiated in the holy names of the Lord and he has begun chanting the holy names of the Lord. He is initiated, but his whole idea of initiation is chanting a fixed number of rounds to make sure that he is following the process sincerely. He may not have begun the process of active surrender. So that's called the three kinds of, or the three levels of devotees: Chota, Bada, Bhaktagan. So he says, whether someone is beginner or advanced, Vando Sabar Sri Charan, I take the dust of everybody. And I request all such categories of devotees to bless me. Sabe More Karaha Santosh, may all be satisfied with me. Swarup Gosai Ramata Rupa Raghunath Janayata Tai Likhi Nahi Maradosh. I am not the one who is writing this. It is Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath, all of my predecessor acharyas, they are the ones who are writing these literatures. Please do not find fault in me. Paya yar agyadhan brajera vaishnavagan save more karaha santosh. So he says, actually, that it is on the instruction of Haridas that I am writing this. So, amongst all the devotees in Sri Vrindavan Dham, Haridas Pandit was the senior most at that point. And he was the head priest of Radha Govinda temple. And so, he had instructed Kaviraj Goswami to write. And therefore he says, Paya yar agyadan brajer vaishnavagan tara madhya mukhya haridas chaitanya bilasa sindhu kallolera ekabindhu taha kana kohe krishnadas. That because of his instruction, taking his instruction upon my head, I am trying to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu's pastimes is like an ocean. I am trying to share with you one drop from a wave of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So Kaviraj Goswami is revealing his mood as someone who is totally surrendered to the Lord's desire and not wanting to give up this opportunity to serve. Murkha Nicha Kshudra Mui Vishaya Lalas Vaishnavagya Balekore Etika Sahas Shri Rupa Raghunath Charaner Ebal Yarasmrte Siddha Hoye Vanchita Sakal. He says, yes, I am foolish, I am fallen, I am very insignificant, I am ill-behaved, I am attached to sense gratification. All of these disqualifications may be there, but Vaishnavagya bole, I have one qualification, I am taking shelter of the instruction of the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavagya bole, on the power of the instruction of the devotees, etika sahas. I am having the guts to try and attempt to accomplish this task which appears to be so difficult. Material activities many times are easier to accomplish because Krishna allows the jiva to get into the illusion of trying to conquer, trying to feel that he is the conqueror of material energy, so that he gets trapped deeper and deeper in material existence. But when the devotee starts making an attempt to come out of the entanglement, and when he tries to serve Krishna and please Krishna, efforts in devotional service will become more challenging. And therefore, to demonstrate this, Krishna personally appears in a jail after 6 of his brothers have been killed. Krishna makes Vasudev and Devaki go through the pain of losing 6 children. Why? To create an impression upon us, to make a statement, to communicate to us that to develop a tangible relationship with me is the privilege of those who are willing to go through substantial pain. And although they go through that pain, they are unwilling to give up their efforts to develop a relationship with me. Sa Devaki Sarva Jagan Nivasa Nivasa Bhutam Nitaram Nareje Bhojendra Gehe Agni Shikhe Varudha Saraswati Jnanakhale Yathasati. So Devaki is described as Bhojendra Gehe. Why would Krishna want to put his own mother in a jail? Subject her to the torment of making her 6 sons die in front of her eyes to show that the process of experiencing pleasure in serving me is preceded and accompanied by the process of going through a lot of pain. And therefore, whenever things become challenging in devotional service, we should always remember, Krishna was born in
jail.
Krishna was born in a jail. And therefore, when Krishna was born, Vasudev and Devaki did not have the privilege of distributing laddu and peda. Vasudev closed his eyes, meditated, and offered in charity thousands and thousands of cows bedecked with gold ornaments, golden hooves, golden necklaces, silken cloth covered with golden filigree and design, horns covered with gold. He meditated on such cows, and he meditated on thousands of such cows and gave them in charity to the Brahmanas. Why? Because he was in jail. He did not have the privilege of offering actual charity. So within those limitations, he did not allow his desire to celebrate to go down. And that's exactly what Krishna Janma reveals. There may be disaster, but do not allow the disaster to destroy your desires. Do not allow disasters to destroy your desires to serve, please, and celebrate in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, Vasudev desired to distribute hundreds and hundreds of such cows because he found the pleasure in the fact that Krishna is here. And he also knew that he may not be able to continue serving him, but the very fact that Krishna was here and Krishna is going to be served by thousands of devotees, that fact gave him pleasure. Of course, to Vasudev's credit, after Kamsa had been killed, when Vasudev got the opportunity, Vasudev organized, when he became the king, or when he actually got control, the first thing he did was actually got such cows, decorate them with gold, and gave in charity. He didn't forget it. He remembered that I had given, you know, dakshina, dan, charity in credit. So he made sure it was taken care. So because someone may get inspired by the meditative dakshina, the charity made in meditation by Vasudev. So therefore, these beautiful examples reveal that the ultimate process of Krishna consciousness is to help us realize, I cannot control, I cannot enjoy. Let me try to serve and please the Lord. And all the challenges and difficulties which may come in the process of going through that is actually an opportunity for me to show to Krishna that I am sincere in my efforts to serve you. So we find that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, on the occasion of Rath Yatra, we'll discuss one pastime of Maharaj Prataprudra, who was the king. Because this particular verse today describes how when one tries to be the Ishwara, one goes through suffering. And Prabhupada mentions in the purport, Prakrite kriyamanani gune karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. One should not think that I am the controller. So a king is generally supposed to be in the bhav, Ishwara bhava. Ishwara bhava means the bhav of being the controller. And so Prataprudra Maharaj was not being allowed darshan by Mahaprabhu, and he was feeling restless. And so in the 12th chapter, Prataprudra Maharaj is expressing to the devotees, including Nityananda Prabhu, that I want the darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, otherwise I will give up my life. Dekhi base mukha chandra nayane dhariya, dhari base pada padma hrudaye tulya. I want to just take darshan of Lord's lotus face and I want to hold his feet upon my chest. That's my only desire. And at that point all the devotees go and tell Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, please, you have to allow Prataprudra Maharaj to have your darshan. Otherwise he may do anything. And Mahaprabhu is not very impressed. He does not respond. And so at that point, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodar, Nityananda Prabhu, they're all saying to him, Yadyapi Ishvara Tumi Parama Swatantra Tathapi Swabhave Haup Prema Paratantra. My dear Lord, you are actually supposed to be supremely independent, but you also come under the influence of your devotee's love. So can't you see how much love he is having? And Mahaprabhu says, well, if you force me, then I'll have to consider and I'll go to Katak and give darshan to the Lord. But you get permission of Damodar Pandit. And Damodar Pandit was famous for always giving instructions to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and telling him, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. So then Mahaprabhu was not actually taking a decision. And so Nityananda Prabhu came to him and he says that, my dear Lord, if you do not give darshan to Prataprudra Maharaj, a major disaster will happen. And Mahaprabhu said, what disaster? And Nityananda Prabhu says, Kintu anuragi loka swabhava ek hoye, ishtana paile nija prana se chade. We have heard stories in this world that when there are love affairs and the love is very intense, sometimes because of not being able to meet with one's beloved, one of the lovers commits suicide. And here Prataparudra Maharaj's affection for you is very intense. He has declared if you do not give darshan, he may commit suicide. And my dear Lord, we will be to blame. If the king commits suicide, it will be a scandal. And therefore, please, we should not allow this to happen. I have a suggestion. Ek bahirvas yadi deha kripa kuri, taha paya prana rakhe, tomar asha dhori. Just give him one chadar. You are wearing a chadar, send that chadar to him. You don't have to go. But at least if you receive the chadar, he will get one thing. What? Hope. Because the greatest gift which we can give to someone is not our physical presence, is not money, is not various kinds of gifts. It is hope. Because when a person loses hope, he loses everything. When a person has hope, he can get everything. And therefore, we have in this pastime of Sakshi Gopal that it is described, ei vakye achhi mora Sakshi Mahajan, yara vakya satya kori mane tribhuvan. That Brahmana says that although the elder Brahmana is refusing to give his daughter in marriage, Lord Gopal has been witness. I will go and call Gopal to be witness. Ei vakye achhe mora Sakshi Mahajan. I have belief, I have faith in Krishna's words. I have belief in his reciprocation with his devotees. I have total trust in his consistency. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, this belief in Krishna's words, this faith in Krishna's words, belief in his reciprocation with his devotees, and having full trust in the consistency of his values, this is the greatest asset which one can have. That Brahmana did not have money, he did not have high birth, he did not have political influence. He did not have any of these things. From the material perspective, he did not carry any of these assets. But what he had the assets of faith in Krishna's words and faith that Krishna will always protect his devotees, Krishna will reciprocate with his devotees. This faith, trust and belief is the greatest asset. Because this creates hope. And when one has that hope, everything else ultimately manifests. And so Srila Prabhupada gives his own example. I went to America with nothing. I did not have money. I did not have contacts. I did not have any political influence. But now, ISKCON has spread. Why? Because I had trust and faith in the words of Srila Saraswati Thakur. I had words, I had faith in the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithvi Tyachyata Nagaradigram. So therefore, we go to material organizations, material universities, material businesses, material efforts and endeavors to acquire material assets. We come to the Vaishnava Satsang, we come to the Association of Devotees, we come to ISKCON to acquire the greatest spiritual asset. And that is the trust in Krishna's words, trust in the Vaishnava's hope and belief. And that fills our heart with the greatest power, which is hope. And so, Srila Prabhupada is on the top floor of ISKCON Juhu. This is just around 75, 76. He's talking to a group of, you know, devotees. Suddenly, one top businessman who he enters. And Prabhupada turns to this businessman. He says, "Oh, I didn't expect you to come, Mr. Mohta." And then Prabhupada introduces him. "This is Mr. Brijratan Mohta, one of the very, very big businessmen, very influential." And Mr. Mohta, he folds his hand and says, "Srila Prabhupada, actually, you went to America with 40 rupees and now you have 40 crore rupees worth of assets all over the world. You are the real businessman." Prabhupada immediately turned to him and said, "Why don't you join my business then?" He said, "I'll take some time." Then Prabhupada said, "Okay, you assist in my business by helping us build this Radharas Bihari temple." And then Prabhupada created a committee of devotees, and some of these people were actually responsible to make sure that the temple gets built nicely, properly, including our Srinadhyaya Prabhu got connected at that time. And so Prabhupada was engaging many, many devotees in this process. And therefore, initially, he had nothing. But what did he have? He had hope, he had faith, and that hope and faith is the greatest assets, is the greatest asset which attracts everything else, which makes everything else follow through. Prabhupada was in Delhi, and Prabhupada had given instruction on how book distribution was important and giving part of the Lakshmi for the book fund was important. Because initially when Prabhupada was writing books, he was penniless, but he was not hopeless. So he was sitting and writing purports in Radha Damodar temple. One Brajavasi entered. And the Brajavasi looked at Prabhupada and said, "Oh, Swamiji, you are writing with a Parker pen? You are writing with a Parker pen?" Prabhupada said, "I am not only writing with a Parker pen, but whatever words I am writing as purports to the Bhagavatam, that will help the conditioned soul parker the material world, cross over the material world." And so Prabhupada, in that solitude of the room in Radha Damodar temple, did not have material assets, but he had profuse quantities of that spiritual assets. Therefore, Shrinvatam Swakatham Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. Without piety, you cannot have any assets. So asset is punya. You know, that piety. How do you get that piety? Shravana Kirtana. So if you feel my faith is low, you have to engage in more hearing and chanting and develop faith in Krishna. That's what the Sakshi Gopal pastime reveals. The faith, it shows the power of faith of that Brahmana, and by the power of that faith, Krishna walked all the way from Vrindavan towards Orissa. Krishna moves by the power of the devotee's faith. And so here was Srila Prabhupada, without any money, while printing the books. And then when Prabhupada later established ISKCON, devotees were distributing books worth thousands of dollars, and Prabhupada had made a rule that whatever money comes, 50% should go to the book fund. So Prabhupada came to Delhi, and you know, at the airport, they were receiving him. They had kept a stage for Prabhupada, and there was a press. Many people had visited, waiting to hear from Prabhupada. Tejas Prabhu, you know, he was there, and he took a garland, and he was about to offer that garland to Prabhupada because he was the president. So as he was about to offer the garland, and you know, people were clicking photos, and he came right next to Prabhupada, just above his head, to put the garland. Prabhupada immediately took his cane and said, "Stop." With his cane, he indicated, "Stop." And he got bewildered. He's now caught in a very strange angle. The garland is right above Prabhupada's head. People are watching, waiting, what's going on. And then he's looking at Prabhupada, "Why Prabhupada stopped me?" Prabhupada said, "How many books you are distributing?" It was like a, you know, performance appraisal happening at that very moment. How many books are you distributing? So he said, "So many numbers." "How much money are you collecting through the distribution of books?" He gave a figure. Prabhupada said, "What are you doing with that fund?" So he understood. He said, 50% we are transferring to the book fund, Srila Prabhupada." Prabhupada said, "You can garland me." And then Prabhupada allowed him. You know, so Srila Prabhupada, he spent a significant time writing these purports to these books, distributing them, because these books carry the key to the most powerful asset of hope. Right from the first canto to the 12th canto, what are these books carrying? They are carrying the sound vibration which, when it enters through our ears into our heart, awakens our intelligence. It infuses us with the asset of hope. And that's what Nityanand Prabhu tells Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here is this king, Ek Bahirvasa Prabhu Deha Kripa Kuri. He is hopeless. He is saying, "I will give up my life." Therefore, just give him this chadar. Send him the chadar. Doesn't mean much to you. And he says, "Taha paya prana rakhe tomar asha dhuri." Just by receiving that, you know, chadar, he will feel Mahaprabhu may come. And so he'll develop hope. He'll get hope. And that will, you know, continue his life's existence. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not have any problem with this. Mahaprabhu immediately took his chadar and gave. And the chadar was sent to the king. It was brought and given by Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. And when King Prataprudra received that chadar, now what you receive is not important, but what is your attitude towards what you receive is important. The same chadar Prataprudra Maharaj could have looked at and said, "Everybody else, Mahaprabhu is giving embrace, and him he is sending chadar? What is this?" So when we receive something, when we get something, we always have, you know, the option to think whether I should look positive or negative. Should I see the good or the bad? Which way I should see? Okay, so he could have considered like that. Mahaprabhu did not come. I did not get his mercy. Or he could have thought, okay, I at least received the chadar. There are both ways of looking at it. And it's not easy in this situation, especially if you are in the position of a king. Is it not? If someone says to you that, you know, so and so sannyasi is going to come to your house for lunch. So you're all prepared that, oh, so and so sannyasi Maharaj is coming. And then you prepare everything garlands and flowers and feast and this and that and everything. And then you see that his servant is coming. And then I say, what about Maharaj? So and so Maharaj is not coming. There is no, I brought his chadar for you. What will be your response? Will you invite the servant in? Or tell him, go back, don't return till he comes. So you may think like that. You may not say it. But Pratapudra Maharaj, what was his response? Vastra paya rajar hoila anandita man prabhu rup kori kore vastrira pujan. He became so blissful to receive that prabhu rup kori kore vastrira pujan. He started worshipping that vastra as if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally come. Why? He was optimistic. And therefore Sridhar Swami says, if you are not an optimist, you are an atheist. If you are not an optimist, you are an atheist. Right? Somebody was saying some time ago in about something that, you know, this kind of situation, and Radhanath Maharaj and myself, we were having one conversation, and in a particular situation things looked really hopeless, and you know, it appeared that nothing is going to come positive. And so some devotees were making this comment that, Maharaj, this situation is such that it is like a black hole. Black hole means whatever effort you put, whatever way you do, anything you do, everything will just get sucked in and nothing will come out. No result out of this. And then Maharaj said, actually, you are calling it a black hole, but I say that Krishna is Shyam Sundar, he is black, and he is Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamajitri, he is whole. So therefore I look at it that this is Krishna, the black hole. So this was his vision on that. And then I was very surprised, because to be optimistic in a situation where practically everything appears to be going against is very difficult. And therefore, this is the spiritual asset which Pratapudra Maharaj had. That was his, you know, claim to fame, so to say, to get Mahaprabhu's grace. So at this point, Ramananda Rai, he started trying to canvass on behalf of Pratapudra. And he says, Prabhupade prema bhakti janaila rajara prasanga paya ache kohe bar bar. Again and again he was telling, my dear Lord, Pratapudra Maharaj is so advanced, so elevated, like this, like that. Mahaprabhu not showing any response. Rajamantri Ramananda Vyavahare Nipun Rajapriti Kohi Dravaila Prabhurman. Rajamantri Ramananda, Ramananda is described as expert politician and diplomat. And what was his qualification? He knew what to speak, when to convert someone's thinking. But here he was using it in Krishna's service. So Mahaprabhu's associates were unique. Ramananda Rai, politician. Rupa Goswami, politician, finance minister. Sanatan Goswami, politician, prime minister. Pratapudra Maharaj, king, politician. Mahaprabhu, some top associates were professional politicians. But after they joined and surrendered to Mahaprabhu, they did not play politics. Otherwise, there would have been havoc. Because they were not some Lallu Panju politician. They were controlling whole state. Right? So Rajamantri Ramananda Vyavahare Nipun Rajapriti Kohi. So he described how the king is so positive. So he used his expertise in speaking to try to bring Mahaprabhu closer to Pratapudra Maharaj. So at this point, Ramananda Rai says to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda kahe tumi Ishwara swatantra, kare tomar bhai tumi nahi paratantra. You are supreme controller, my dear Lord. Whom are you afraid of? Whose permission are you waiting for? You don't need anybody's permission. You can decide whatever you want. Mahaprabhu says, Shukla vastre masibindu yaiche na lukaye sanyasira alpachitra sarvalokagaye. Mahaprabhu says, no, if I associate with this king, then people will say, you are associating with this politician. You are attached to Vishayi. You have become Vishayi. I will be subjected to fault finding. I will be criticized. And not me, but sannyas institution will be criticized. Therefore, I have to be very careful, because Prataprutra Maharaj may be a great soul, but he represents power. And therefore, he represents Ishwar Bhav, as described in this purport. The Ishwar Bhav is fully and wholly represented in his character and his personality and his job description as a king. Therefore, I am a renunciant. I have renounced all of these things, so I must keep a distance. And so, Ramananda Rai was not willing to listen. Rai kahe kata papir karyacha avyahati Ishvara sevaka tomara bhakta kajupadi. My dear Lord, you are only pointing to this one king, Prataprudra Maharaj, as someone having Ishwar Bhav. In South India tour, you embraced so many people. Did you interview each person? Whether he is a Vishayi, how much Ishwar Bhav they had, whether they are king or prince or not. You embraced freely. Only for Prataprudra, you are making such detailed inquiry? He is Ishwara Sevaka, Tomara Bhakta, he is Jagannath's devotee, he is so attached to you. And Ramananda Rai was insisting on behalf of the Vaishnavas. So this was the biggest controversy happening in Puri at that time. Right? So in Chaitanya Charitamrit, controversies are also very sublime. They are also very divine. So what was the controversy? It was the whole Vaishnav community was trying to glorify Prataprudra Maharaj and coming up with different angles to see his good qualities and present it to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was their conspiracy. This was their willingness to bring him close to Lord Chaitanya. So they were pushing and pushing and pushing. So sometimes, you know, when we differ, it's not easy to accept. Even if it is, you know, someone who's senior or someone who's supposed to be in a position of authority, sometimes we have our own opinion. Right? Like, there was this devotee, Prabhupada was in one of the temples in the West Coast, and Srila Prabhupada came and said, do not cook in this particular oil. It is not good for the devotees. But that oil was easily available and cheaper. So the in charge there, the president there was not convinced. So he came to Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, I heard devotees saying something. I just want to clarify. Prabhupada said, What do you think about cooking in this kind of oil? Prabhupada said, well, it is not first class. Better not to cook. So then the devotee went again. After 3 days, again he came and said to Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, if suppose we somehow make arrangements to have the best quality of that oil, and we cook in that oil, what do you think will be, What is your opinion? Prabhupada said, well, it is fifth class. He didn't give up. Went again. After 4 days, again asked Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, this oil is so readily available. What do you think if we cook in this oil? Prabhupada realized he is not listening. Prabhupada said, well, if that is what you want to do, you can go ahead. He was in ecstasy. I got the sanction. Then Prabhupada said, but I know one person in Kolkata who ate a lot of pakodas fried in that oil. And then this president said, really? And then what happened? And Prabhupada said, and he died the next day. So immediately he got the message, okay, better I don't involve myself in this. So when you are pushing, there is a limit to which you can push. And then you have your opinion, you are confronted with the opinion of someone who is, you know, more senior and who realizes what is what. So therefore, at this point, Prabhupada just knew what is good for the movement. So sometimes he would be really heavy. Here, Pratapadra Maharaj's case is in front of Ramananda Rai. He's trying to push. And Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu kahe purna yaiche dugdhera kalash surabindu pate nahi na kore parash. So Mahaprabhu says, okay, I have a question for you. And I have a question for all of you. If there is a jar of pure organic A2 milk, fresh milk, that milk which is offered to Krishna, you know, milk is milk. But suddenly, if that comes in contact with a drop of liquor, a drop of liquor falls into that jar. Now the question is that milk or is that liquor? That becomes controversial. So Mahaprabhu says that actually purna yaiche dugdhira, it is filled with milk, but one drop of liquor has fallen, it has become liquor. And therefore, because Prataprutra Maharaj is great devotee, fantastic, but he says that Tahare Molina Koila Ek Rajar Nam. He has one disqualification. He is the king. He thinks he can control. So in 1972, during the time of one of the kings who was there in Puri at that time, he was the district magistrate during Divya Simha's time. Divya Simha Dev was the king. At that time, a district magistrate came. He said, now I will make the rules. The Jagannath Rath Yatra is going too late. DTs must come out. The time I tell, those time the DTs must come out. They must reach on time as per schedule. He made the schedule. Jagannath came out at 11 o'clock. And then Jagannath DTs would not go up the ramp in the Rath. The Daitas, they were trying, they were pushing. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, Jagannath would not go. He just lay on the ground. So many times you have seen that during Pandi. But you may think it is the Daitas who are doing it. You may think that the Pandas are doing it. But Jagannath just refused to go. They brought the police in. This magistrate thought the Pandas are trying to create some kind of controversy. He pushed. Jagannath would not move. Everybody looked at the magistrate and said, your tenure is historic. Normally, we would consider when Rath Yatra would end, looks like today it will not begin only. So he got really embarrassed. And he said, what should I do? They said, you have to do prayaschit, beg forgiveness. You tried to show your Ishwar Bhav in front of Jagannath. beg forgiveness, bring the king, make special offering, aarti, ask the king to beg forgiveness on your behalf. So the king came and he begged forgiveness to Lord Jagannath and said, my dear Lord, such district magistrates come and go, don't worry. They will come with so many plans. But my dear Lord, please, thousands and thousands of devotees are waiting for you. Don't take offense to what this man planned. Please come up. Next moment, the pandas lifted. Jagannath came and sat on the rath. Jai Jagannath Bhagwan ki. So we may think, okay, this is something external. But those who have faith have that full understanding. And so, on this note, I would like to now conclude by reading a message from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj on the occasion of Radha Gopinath's appearance day. So, somehow he thought it is today, and so he sent it because the actual day is 17th. My dear family of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath, please accept my humble obeisances. All good is to Srila Prabhupada. My heart is with you today in my dearest home of Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir. Together over the years we have served the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From the very beginning we wish to offer Srila Prabhupada a united loving family of Vaishnavas who are empowered by hearing, chanting and rendering selfless service to Krishna and each other. In the past 30 years, Krishna has blessed us with countless gifts. We pass through truly ecstatic times and times of painful challenges. It is the nature of life that with every moment comes a test of our sincerity. As a community, we strive to keep our consciousness connected to the highest goal, to please Radha Gopinath. All of our difficulties can be resolved by Sri Radharani's grace if we harmonize our personal ambitions and opinions with that higher goal. Each of us is being called to put the community's social and spiritual needs as our most sacred priority. We call this devotee care. When we stand together as a community, in the light of Krishna's grace, we can expand our devotional family throughout India and the world. The treasure of pure bhakti is accessible when each and every one of us takes it as a sacred responsibility to awaken love in each other's heart by our dedicated sadhana, exemplary character, and selfless service. 30 years ago, few devotees began this project in a small, dark, dilapidated room. Please see what all of you have done. That little seed has grown into magnificent temples like Radha Gopinath Mandir in Chowpatty, Mumbai, Radha Vrindavan Chandra Mandir in Pune, Radha Madan Gopal Mandir in Nasik, Radha Govinda Mandir in Nigri, and Radha Gokulananda Mandir in Belgaum, Radha Vrindavan Bihari Mandir in Wada, as well as thriving centers throughout Maharashtra, congregations of tens and thousands and hundreds living in Brahmachari ashrams. Please see what all of you have done. Thousands of hearts are being transformed at the spiritual world of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, where devotees of various backgrounds serve together. Pilgrims are coming from all over India and the world to Govardhan Eco Village to experience our Vrindavan forest, natural farming, environmental projects, the Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeet, the Govardhan School of Yoga, Ayurveda Center, Goshala, Animal Sanctuary, and our very dear Gurukul. Please see what all of you have done. Gopal's Garden is giving knowledge character and shelter to generations of our children. Gopal's fun school is charming the hearts of small children and parents alike. Over the years, the ISKCON Youth Forum and the numerous centers at the colleges have inspired thousands of students with wisdom of the highest purpose of life. Several of our devotees have become renowned authors and educators and are invited around the world. We now have our own publishing house springing from Tulsi Books and the Haribol Natural Food line. Please see what you have done. This is, you have to imagine Maharaj is telling you. So you have to edit. That you should not think I am saying this. Imagine and meditate that Maharaj is speaking this to you. Please see what you have done. The Prayag project is growing and will hopefully give refuge for lakhs, hundreds of thousands of villagers by offering services of Yamuna, Ganga and Saraswati for the spiritual, social and educational upliftment of the villages. Annamrita is distributing prasadam, sanctified food, to hundreds of thousands of impoverished school children every day. Please see what all of you have. All of you have? All of you have? ISKCON Desire Tree is illuminating the world with Harikatha and Hari Kirtan in an unprecedented, masterful way. And our book distributors are in top 5 temples for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books almost every year. Please see what all of you have done. Our yatras have always been at the heart of our community and I pray they will continue to be. The yatras began with about 20 people and gradually evolved to thousands and thousands and thousands. Our yatra teams organize accommodations, security, medical facilities, trains, buses, boats, lectures, kirtan, sound system, and inconceivable feasts cooked in astonishing makeshift kitchens praised by National Geographic. All of these projects and many more are the fruits of the incredible devoted efforts of the counselors and their counselees in the ever-expanding counselor system and the selfless, dedicated sacrifices of our brahmacharis as well as the loving mothers and the fathers who constantly nourish their families with Krishna's grace. Please behold the infinite beauty of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Please behold. Please behold the infinite beauty of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, who are lovingly cared for by the dedicated pujaris, cooks, dressmakers and helpers. They are surrounded by sweet kirtan, devotional erudite Srimad Bhagavatam classes and by our guest reception team who graciously receive our congregation and guests from all over the world. Let us be humbled and grateful to be included as little puppets in Krishna's hands. Let us spend this day appreciating each other. Their Lordships Sri Sri Radha Gopinath are casting their merciful glance upon every one of you. I am forever grateful to each of you. Srila Prabhupada has given this fallen soul the intimate blessing of your association. I offer my heartfelt prayers to Srila Prabhupada and our beloved acharyas to shower their blessings and grace upon you. I am forever honored and grateful to be your servant, Radhanath Swami. Thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Tai Go Premanande.